I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, kind of an amusing mistaken identity case out in Ireland. Bizarre scene played out on Sunday night. Sunday night was a nice night with a beautiful sunset, and it was going to give way to a canopy of stars that night. And as dusk settled in over the Kerry Bay in Ireland, guy thought he'd go out there and capture all the images with his telescope. So he's got his tripod and his telescope, and he's working his way down to the beach. Well, this one photographer was also down there, saw the man with a tripod and some long, long-handled item in his other hand. He thought, that guy's got a rifle. Oh, he's got a tripod and a rifle. Yeah. So he called up. You see something, say something, I guess. Yes, I don't know. Yeah. So he called up the authorities, and they start mounting a huge response that there's a man carrying a rifle and a tripod out on the beach, and he means to do everybody harm. So they had the emergency protocols. They cordoned off the immediate area. The public was warned to stay away. Residents and properties and mobile homes near the beach were told to stay behind roadblocks as they searched the area for a sniper. And then they finally got one of the cops up there close enough to get to talking to the guy. He had no idea that there was some huge chaos going on about him. He just wanted to see some pictures of the beach.
Look at some stars. That's not the first time people have freaked out. Anybody on a, you know, who's got a balcony up several stories and they've got a telescope on a tripod. There probably some people look up there and wonder what's up there. What's that about?
Well, just a month ago or something, there was that hospital, like Evergreen Hospital or something over in Kirkland. The guy was shut down because the person was walking around with an umbrella and they thought it was a rifle under his arm and they closed everything down and then they got to him and they're like, oh, it was an umbrella.
A thief got busted because he was working with Play-Doh from Massachusetts. This is a shoplifter here. So what he tried to do is he was stealing stuff, but so he wouldn't get caught on video, he pressed some Play-Doh to the store security device, apparently, onto the camera. He pressed some Play-Doh into the camera to block it so it would not have any kind of vision of this guy stealing things. So that's what he does. He presses that right into the camera, and it didn't work that well, but it covered up some of it. What did him in was he pressed it. As he pressed it up, he left his thumbprint on the Play-Doh. Yeah. They had a perfect thumbprint, and they are now running the process to identify this guy based on his print.
That's easy police work. And this one came pretty easy, too, as a guy from the Ukraine put together a pretty elaborate scheme to steal some electronics last month. You know, he could have gone with the old school, wait till it gets delivered onto the porch, sneak up onto the porch, take it off there, a little porch pirate action. But he knows the people got the cameras now. He knows all that. I'm going to get one step ahead of the game and get in there before it gets to the porch. I want inside the delivery truck. So he got himself, him and a buddy, decided to put himself, he packed him into a big wooden crate. And had his friend ship him across the country. He gets inside the delivery truck.
No.
Starts getting his way out. And as the delivery truck's rolling across the country, he starts opening other boxes. Grabs a laptop, an Apple Watch, some other items. Then reseals the boxes with the tape he brought along.
Wow.
Yeah. But his genius plan fell apart when he didn't really figure out what to do once he got all out of the box and all the stuff. So the guy comes around to open the back of the truck, and there's the dude standing there with all the stuff. He tried to run away, but the driver managed to grab him, hold him to the cops game. They pleaded guilty to theft. He's got a 2-year suspended sentence. Alexa, how do I get out of jail?
I can't believe it's news.
The only way that would work is if you make your escape when the delivery guy is at the house, right?
Yeah, when he runs up to the door.
He runs up to the door, but then you've got to have somebody ready to meet you and waiting there that can take all your stuff, and you got to do it fast.
He didn't think the plan all the way through.
No.
He got to midfield, but he couldn't close it once he got to the red zone.